Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God. Those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry, the audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. Tim Heidecker is our guest today, and then next week is an after show. So after Tim left, we spent about an hour with him, and then it was a lot of fun. He played a lot of games, very silly, good energy, easy to talk to, and you'll find out in the show. Like, I've known him for many years, but we really never... We talk about it all in the show. But it was great. It was just easy, you know? Good conversation and silly, everything I like. And that's it. I don't need to... And then next week is the family show we did after Tim left. And that was a real lot of fun, too. It was really relaxing and fun. Hey, by the way, if Gary Goldman is in a city near you, I want you to go check it out. Okay? Because you will love it. You know, I hope this applies to me too. When you've been doing stand-up a long time, well, you can either get shitty because you just get complacent and just do the act you did from 40 years ago, or you can go, listen, I could hopefully just continue to grow and be a better comic than when I was 20, when I was 30. Then when I'm 40, I look back when I was 35. And so I think that's what Gary's done. He just gets better and better. It's not like he was bad before. And it is fun to go out and see a comedian like that. This is a great time to go see Gary Goldman. 5 years he'll be through. But I don't want to tell you what it's just great. I said the same thing about Andy Frasco. You can't tell people to go see somebody if it's going to be good. Good isn't enough. I know that sounds horrible, but you know what? When I was doing comedy for 3 years or five, I was good. 5 years, I was good. But I wasn't begging people to come out and see me. So good's not going to, you know, good. Fuck good. So anyway, go see Gary Goldman. We're trying to throw love each other's way. I think I'm getting the better end of the deal because, you know, he's bigger than me. No, he's not. That's a joke. in Philadelphia. I'm a very big draw, Gary. All right? But there you go. Somebody sent me coffee, but I will email you. Somebody to George Carlin, I don't know why I'd have to say to George Carlin, but sent me a picture of Mr. Rogers. I haven't even gotten it yet. My manager, his assistant, not to brag, sent me a picture of it. And I was like, shut up. He made the frame. It looks so cool. But there's nowhere to email you. So if you sent that, I'm going to go pick it up tomorrow. Can you believe my manager? He's too cheap to have it messengered to my house. I shouldn't make jokes. I owe him a lot of money. So, but I'll see you tomorrow, Alex. He listened to the podcast. What a guy. What a country. And by the way, we've been going through some old songs. If you send a song to the Todd Glass Show, you know, the other day I had a weird thought. Everybody who sends music in, we play everything because it's all good. Some stuff you end up playing a little more than others, but if you sent something in, we didn't play it, resend it. I always think there's got to be one time that's happened by accident, get lost in the shuffle. Somebody sent it in, I thought, now they're like, Or if you sent something in, we played it once, send it in again. Just make it real clean in the title. This is something I sent in before, now I'm resending it. This is something I sent, but it never got played. That's it, clean verbiage. And the last one, I don't know, there's no last one. All right. I said everything I want to say. So, I hope you're good. Oh boy, right? just take a deep goddamn breath. Do it. Seriously, just do it. Unless you can't. Like if you're on the train, I get it. But if you can do it, do it. Deep breath in. Wow. So that's like a verbal hot towel. It's that simple sometimes. Not to get rid of. I'm not trying to act like, hey, do you have serious depression? Take two deep breaths. I'm just talking about when you're doing all right and you want to make extra appreciate the day. And or you know what? Even when you're stressed out of your goddamn mind, do whatever you got to do. Do whatever you got to do. Take some deep breaths. And, you know, just know that we would miss the shit out of you if you weren't around. When I say around, what do I mean? Wherever, I don't know. Just know that, you fuck. Oh, if you knew. All right, listen. Take care of yourselves. I'm going skydiving. Not, I got you good, you fucks. What if someone is first time listening to the show and they think I'm saying not, like, you know what I mean? That's what I think. You know it's true. Alrighty. Wow. Enjoy the show. Tim Heidecker, next week a family show. And that's that.
It's a good show.
Some weeks
I was not expecting that
to bring it in big, but then calm down for a second, but I like to bring everybody in big, right?
I'm jazzed.
So I'm going to take my jacket off and relax. That's Eric. Everyone has name Hi, tags. Eric. And that's Aristotle, you know.
Tim.
John
Hold
does
on
the...
a second. Very important message. It's all good.
What is it?
Nothing.
Who's it from?
No, it's nothing.
Is it Zach Galifianakis?
What if that's all I think you get text from? Does Zach Galifianakis text you?
10 times a day.
So that's John, and there's the band. That's Vinny. That's Eric. And Gabe Steiner's on trumpet. And this is Eric, and we're all good. We have headphones. All right.
Beautiful, guys.
So, you know...
I don't need this, do I?
No, I don't think so, unless we play something later. But I think we're all right. Look, you know, let me darken.
How are my levels?
How you? You know, oh, so
two,
you know all
two,
the
two.
You know that you have a podcast yourself.
I'm a podcaster. I'm a singer. I'm a, you know, everything.
So you know the talk.
I know the mics. I know what we're dealing with here. It's
your podcast is, that's how Aristotle does.
That's what he does in the morning.
What is your podcast called?
Office Hours.
Office Hours. How long have you been doing it?
I've been doing it a couple years now. Started with just Facebook Live. I was just broadcasting with my phone, talking to the, having people call in, and we just kept building it, and now it's just a plain old podcast. We take phone calls.
That's
It's live.
Was that hard to do? To figure
it's
out?
Still very hard. It doesn't work.
Well, why? With all the technology in the world,
Todd, it's crazy that it doesn't work.
But why?
I don't know.
Because I want to do it. I've wanted to do calls since we started, and we try every 3 years, and it seems like we're it's still hard, even with all the technology.
I think you could do it with just a telephone.
What if you just got a phone
and
got a
telephone, that you could do. You got to get a line, then you have to give that number out, so you have to have a...
You just get a public number.
Yeah.
All right.
What's
you're
happening?
Freezing cold, that air...
No, I feel good.
Good. So,
I feel a little warmth coming off of this
I know, man. That's a little tough. Maybe we should... you know what? Let's switch it with that one.
Awesome. No, it's good.
No, for me, it's too
hot. Okay.
So I want to start out. I lowered the lights because I want to like say things that I never say to you when I see you. I'm always afraid to compliment people or say, hey, I love what you do. And I know why.
Because
half the time someone means that the other half, it could be disingenuous.
Well, sure.
I thought about it. But I was on tour with David Cross.
I like it.
It's thundering out.
This is creepy.
And he started playing all your stuff.
When was this?
2009.
Okay, yeah.
And I was just loving it. We were on the tour bus. I'm like, you know what I said? I go, I always get mad if I don't know about something great.
Yeah.
Like, I feel I should know. I'm aware of what's going on. I go, how come I said to Dave, how come I didn't know about this? He goes, I don't know, Tom. I don't know if you're mad at me.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I go, well, I just, and we would watch it on the tour bus. And then.
That's very cool.
Then from afar, you know, I'm not going to do the Chris Farley and like go through everything, but I will say,
go through most.
that the cooking show brings me. We talk about fast forwarding, you know, past the movie,
all
past everything.
Stuff, yeah.
Giggle with ridiculousness because this mixing it out of the bowl, I can't fucking get enough of it. First of all, me and my friends, we go, that's not even a thing. Like, we get it's the joke.
Yeah.
But, like, he acts like, I say he, but you know what I mean? Because it's an assumed character.
Yeah, yeah.
But mixing it out, real calm like that. Oh, I mixed that right out of the bowl. That's not even a fucking thing, mixing it out of the bowl. And every time I watch him, I go, maybe he thinks he's not going to mix it out of the bowl again. And when you do, I'm like,
there she goes.
Oh,
right out, right out.
It starts getting me. I literally laid on the sofa when I first, my friend told me to watch him. He goes, oh, you haven't seen his cooking shows? Laid on the sofa, literally kicking my feet in there, giggling.
Isn't that funny?
Joy.
I mean, it's funny when the little dumb things you do that you don't care about are the ones that everyone talks to you about. The things you sweat over and struggle with and argue about.
No one gives a shit.
And then go, that was good. But the thing with the mustard, I'm like, that was like 30 minutes out of my day one day. But I'm happy that I made you happy. You know, you're one of the greats, so that's very exciting.
It was like, I always want to say that when I see you, and it's so weird. I'm like, I never
know. I always assume, especially the older. I mean, you're not that much older than me, but you.
Yeah, but it's
a generation.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing this before I was doing it. So whenever I see, you know, David Cross, the perfect. I'm always intimidated by you guys. I always feel like you guys are the adults, and we're just showed up. But I've been doing it for like 15 years now.
And you know, it's funny. It never changes.
Yeah,
it never changes. Right. I walk into certain rooms still, and I'm like, oh, when I go to New York, I'm nervous.
Yeah,
but I realize, Todd, you're nervous from 30 years ago.
Yes.
You walk into a room now,
right.
If you're nice, they'll probably be nice to you, you know?
And like I try to be nice to the younger guys, too. I try to be sort of remember that when I'm talking to them, but, you know.
Yeah, no, it's time. It's like what I love. It just hit you like in your, like you know what I like. Yeah, I don't need to laugh. I got plenty of friends that can make me laugh, but I want my fucking stomach to hurt because somebody.
You know
just,
what Steve Martin says about that? You know his thing about this?
No,
it's a maybe it takes a second to explain, but Steve Martin. It's when it clicked. I'm not comparing myself to Steve Martin.
No, I know.
But I think we're dabbling in the same stuff, the same kind of comedy. And he said when he was coming up, he was. This is beautiful.
I know. I like it.
He said he was trying to do the comedian thing where you'd do a setup and then do it and then tell a punchline and there's a rhythm to it. And he was getting good at it, but he was like, this isn't what I want to do. I want to get to that place where. When you're with your friends and you can't stop laughing and you don't know why you're laughing.
Wow.
And it's sort of this rolling laughter where it's not coming at a certain point. It's coming throughout the whole experience. And that's what Steve Martin did in his stand-up, right?
You know, oh, yeah. And you know what? I didn't even realize when I was... I liked stand-up comedy at that age, but it wasn't 2 years later I went... Oh my God, I really appreciated Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Like in its entirety.
Yeah.
And
fully created, nothing, you know, a full creation.
Yes, mocking the conventions of stand up comedy 40 years ago.
Right. And just creating a character. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
But
stuff.
Isn't that why he said he quit doing stand up? Is because, you know, he didn't have that control. The audiences got so big.
They got
big
too big,
and
that he
out.
Felt like he was the host at a big party. Right. Right, like
they
he was
yell
like the great
quest for bits that maybe he didn't want to do.
I don't ruin the show. I used to have an answer to that because I wanted him to do stand up. Right. So I used to say, well, why can't you just play 500 seat rooms and just do it? But
well,
I
now
guess
he's
the
doing
answer
that
is,
now, right?
Well, he figured out a way to do it through the music, which
right.
is probably brilliant. He can,
sure.
he, if he doesn't have to have all these thoughts in his head,
but he also liked when he did this is the Steve Martin podcast now, but when he did because I read his book 10 years ago and I remember three
Born
things about
up.
It, yeah,
that was great.
But he said then when he'd made a movie, he realized how fun it is to be around other people. When you're doing stand up, you're not really around people, you're alone a lot of the time. So
yeah,
it's fun being around fun people.
Well, that's one of the on the road on the road sometimes. Hey, by the way, did we rehearse this?
Oh, God damn it, Todd.
Hey, by the way, hold on. Wait, to George Carlin.
Easy.
To George Carlin, hold on. How, on a scale from 1 to 10, how angry do you want this bit to be? I'll really let you choose. Like,
10?
How defiant? Okay, thank you.
10 would be over
thank
the top,
you.
Right?
I hope the girl that listens to my show in Irvine one night, I tried to trick them if they decide how energetic it'll be. I go, how, on a scale from 1 to 10, she goes a 3. I'm like, that, nah. Oh, everyone knows that's great comedy, you fuck. But then I felt bad because I did ask her.
Yeah.
So, no, did you guys rehearse the...
Of course we did! Are you kidding me, Todd?
No, come on, guys.
Email, subject line, rehearse. That's what we did.
Come on! No, guys, I'm sorry.
Shit!
I'm sorry, all right. All right, let's just do it. Let's just do it.
All right.
Come on in. We'll just do it. We'll just do it. I'm sorry. Thank you, Tim, for coming by our show. We're really glad you're here. Aristotle said nothing but nice things about you. So we hope you enjoy your light beer that we went out of our way to get you. And we hope during the next 50 minutes... You feel loved. All right, I'm sorry. I have
C?
To apologize.
That was in C?
All right, so now I think I can get this out. I wrote, did you...
I just want to play music with you guys.
Wait, guess what? One of the things on this list is that I ask you about that.
Good, okay.
And I even have
a
guitar waiting for you.
I'm ready to play.
I like it. Thanks, you guys. You know what? I didn't mind that he knocked the music stand over because
it
made
it
the bit
me
so
a little.
Funny. But I felt bad. You thought, I better clean that up. I'm a little bit of a neatness freak.
Those music stands are very delicate.
Do you have a teacher? I've asked this question to every person since I started this podcast 42 years ago. Do you have a teacher that you remember... that you liked?
Of course, yes.
More than one, maybe,
absolutely. Absolutely. A woman named Joanne Wilczek.
What grade?
Fifth. And she was a fifth grade teacher, but she also ran the drama scene at the elementary school, Catholic school. She put me in a play when I was in first grade. Scrooge. Christmas
first
Carol.
Grade.
I was Scrooge. And she just like saw some talent in me and had sort of and got me into the local civic theater in Allentown and mentored me.
Wait,
all
Allentown,
through
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that's where you were from.
Well, I mean, you could have looked that up.
I know, I should have. You're right. Hey, and that's going to we'll talk about that at rehearsal.
It's no secret. But absolutely, she was very influential to me.
And what was her name again?
Joanne Wilczek.
Do you think she's still alive?
I know she's still alive.
Wow. Yeah. I
mean, she might have passed away today.
Right. Because even me, and I'm older than you, one time a teacher came to one of my shows, and I heard she said Miss Biazzi. I was like, I knew who. And I realized that, like, she probably didn't think she was able to do that much for me. But I have so many fond memories of her.
Yeah.
And she was sat in the audience. She goes afterwards, she goes, I didn't know if you were going to make jokes or what. I go, no, I loved you.
Yeah.
This was in Philadelphia.
Oh, you're out of Philly.
Yeah, this was in, like, the suburbs of Philadelphia.
Right.
Where did Allentown?
Allentown. But I went to Temple University in Philly.
You went to Temple University? Yeah. That's where two of my brothers went. Did you love it? Have you been to Levitt's?
Yeah, I loved it at Levitt's. No, closed.
Wait a second. You have the thing. You want?
You know, Levitt's is a national company.
Well, there was
it was really out of our backyard.
It was out of Philadelphia, right? Because a friend of mine came up to me once and he goes, "Do you have the commercial?" As I tell him the story, maybe you can find it. And he goes, "Hey, Todd, you're from Philly. You ever been to Levitt's?" Yeah. I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Did you love it?" I go, "What would you have said if I said no?"
Right.
He goes, "Try me out." I said, have you ever been to Levitt's?" I said, "No." He goes, "Well, you're going to love it." So we've been doing it.
That's very good.
You can't stop doing it. Have you ever been out of nowhere? I ask these guys 50 times a day. Have you ever been to Levitt's? No. Oh, you're going to love it. It's great.
Or if you're in
you'll
a big hurry, you can take it with you right now.
You'll love it at Levitt's.
We're going to make sure.
Because we always thought it was what you would love at Levitt's is the way they chase you around the store trying to make their 15%.
You know Lyle Lovett?
Yo, sure.
You're going to Levitt's.
Oh, Levitt's.
A lot of liquidation sales going on at
always.
Levitt's. Always. We got to get this shit out of here.
Right.
We're too much.
Give me some reverb.
The cabinets are coming in.
We got to get rid of this stuff. We got too much. I got to know where to put it. I'm freaking the fuck out. I got the daughter. She doesn't think I pay enough attention to her. You gotta get rid of this furniture.
Where the hell are we gonna put the sectionals? We got no room for the sectionals. We gotta clear out.
I swear to God, I'm gonna blow my head off. All right. So, not that we need to talk about what we were talking about, because I'm like,
what the hell is mid-century?
Oh my God!
What the hell is mid-century? Somebody get mid-century.
We got
furniture.
Everything. We got mid-century.
Under.
We got sofas. We got recliners. We got everything.
Take it with you right now.
You'll love it at Levitt's.
We're gonna make sure.
In all seriousness, I'm not joking around. Like, swear to God, have you been to Levitt's?
I don't think we must have gone when I was a kid.
You're gonna love it.
Okay, very good.
I got you good, Heidecker.
You
didn't I get him good, guys? I got him good. He's so mad. You have no sense of humor.
I'm an hour away from my bedtime, so I'm a little dull.
I have so many.
You do your podcast in the morning.
Yeah.
What time?
Eight. Well, normally 9 a.m. We did it at 8:30 a.m. this morning.
No, why so early? You feel
well. I do feel. I'm a morning guy. I have two young kids.
How
so
old
I
are
get
your
up
kids?
There. I. That's a great question.
Well, in the air.
Let's edit something in here. 2 and 5.
Let's do it. No one will ever know.
2.
Fix it in.
5.
Okay.
So I'm up anyway. It feels a little like a morning show, like the Stern Show back in the old days or something like.
And how often
it has that kind of thing.
How often do you do it?
Once a week. Try to once a week when we're around.
I feel smarter and funnier in the morning, and then like I lose it.
I dull down. Yeah. I'm not a night comic. Yeah, I'm always.
I'd love to go to comedy shows if it was like at 1 o'clock or noon.
One in the afternoon. Yeah,
that'd be great.
For me, not that anybody asked. Could you do me a favor, Tim? What's your? I feel like no one asked me. Would you mind?
We'll
edit this out. Can you just answer me like so it doesn't look so pathetic?
What is your?
You'll come in with this, and I'll play real like I. What, Tim?
What is your routine through the day? Are you more of a morning guy?
Need to hear my opinion
on my
routine.
No, I'm curious.
If you're asking, and you are, play what Tim said in post back, just so the listening audience knows he did ask.
What is your routine through the day? Are you more of a morning guy?
Need to hear my. Oh, okay. No, seriously though, you always have to say no seriously before you're going to return to life. Nighttime. It's like
you're a night guy. Do you sleep in though?
But no, I get up at 9:30.
Well, that's sleeping in for me. But okay. But that's great.
But yeah. For most comedians, you'll admit.
Yes, that's a good hour. That's a reasonable hour.
Come on, a minute.
It's a reasonable hour.
Let me guess. You probably get up at 6:30.
Something like that. Yeah, 6:30.
I used to think you had to be a night person or a morning person, but there was a period where I was enjoying both, and still, I go through a 2-month period where, when I wake up at 6:30, it's probably, I don't know if it's the summer or whatever the time zone is during that period. It's probably, it doesn't matter right now. But I can get up in the morning and enjoy some of the morning and this the quietness of the morning.
Yes.
Even with kids, do you get to experience that?
Yes, I'll get up before them if I can. That would be my dream. And then you get a little afternoon snooze in there, afternoon lay on the bed.
That's what I've done. That if I wasn't never did it my whole life, but in the last 2 years, sometimes I'll take a little nap and it can 30 minutes.
I've been asking my friends this: how much time do you spend in bed when you're not sleeping? Like, do you go to your bed to look at the email or Twitter? You know what I mean? Because it's the most it's the most comfortable place in my house. So I get to the little Brian Wilson place where I lie in bed if I'm not doing something. But then I feel kind of crappy after 20 minutes. But
of
lying in bed.
Well, I think if I'm hearing you late, I realized I don't want to go to bed when I'm exhausted. So sometimes I'll go, I think I'm going to go to bed. And somebody will go, oh, you're tired? I go, you know, I'm not.
Right.
But I want to get to bed before I'm tired.
Yeah. Get and settled then, in.
And do what you said. I enjoy looking at the phone. Yes. I enjoy. It's very calming. I sit up for a
Can
little
you
while.
You work in bed?
I do all my work on the treadmill, all my emails and all that on the treadmill. Thank God the voice activation.
Yeah.
But I go on the treadmill 7 days a week for an hour and a half.
Because you can't walk around.
You mean where?
I don't know.
No, you mean like walk around the neighborhood.
But
Tim,
that's true because you can
what's
get work
your name?
Done.
Everybody's Tim tonight. That way I don't have to worry about getting
There's
all.
Eric and there's two Erics.
There are two Erics. There's and two that's Eric. Vinny. Vinini plays the saxophone. Thank you. So are there any other? Are there any? Do we tie all the loose ends off?
I think we're good.
Are you going now, to Levitt at
Levitt's? Right, hey, be serious. I'm not joking around. I swear to God.
Yeah.
Have you been to Levitt's? And then we'll move on to something else. I don't want to belabor this.
I'm trying to think. When I was a kid, no, I don't think so.
You've never been there?
No, I don't think so.
You're going to love it.
Wait a minute now.
No. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, really, give me a little more trumpet. Is there something you want to hear him play on
how
the trumpet?
How are these guys mic'd? Are they? How is it being picked up? Can you hear them?
Yeah.
Just wow. Our
mics. Yeah, just through our mics.
I get a nice U47 right here, a nice warm room mic, you know, and feel the warmth of this band.
Can I tell you something, Tim?
It's a $50,000 mic. Good luck.
Like, I want this to only... We have a thing on this show. Let me establish this first. And I don't know you that well. I do know you that well. I know you, but I don't know
Here's
you.
Here's the thing. We know each other just because we're kindred minds.
Right. And you're at a party, and you feel like you... I get... You know, I always... At every party, I walk away, and I'm like, should I tell him I like his work? Should I not? Yeah, go tell him. I go, yeah, he left. But I wait till they leave. Till
That's nice.
I was just going to go
I always
over.
Thought... No, I'll tell you. I did pick up... the opposite of that from you.
Really? And I'm love that you're honest about it. Because I thought that. I go, Todd, you I need to go over to him.
I saw you in Austin.
Right.
And
exactly.
I got a little like maybe he doesn't know me. Maybe he doesn't know me that well. Maybe you know, maybe not. Or you're one of those club comics who sort of like, Tim and Eric fucking weird. Too weird for me.
Can I tell you something? I have a safe word on this word to George Carlin.
Yeah.
So it means just through all the lunacy, there's always you can tell people you're being serious and it helps. To George Carlin, I love that you're being honest because I thought that. And I thought, even when I brought it up again, I thought, Todd, why are you going back to that? How? But the fact that you're honest says, be aware of those situations because I said, Todd, he doesn't take for granted everyone thinks he's hilarious.
No.
He doesn't, not at all. Matter of fact, it's such a niche thing that what you do. The odds are some fucking guy my age is like, I get it. They don't get it.
Wait, what happened in Austin?
We saw him in between shows. A show, he was doing a show, and we've met a few times. Right. We haven't really hung out.
No, not
and,
really.
And yeah, I said hello, he said hello, but it was a little like
it wasn't like and
I told a friend of mine, I'm like, I never know whether I should say.
It's hilarious.
And then I don't think I'd seen the cooking show then.
Okay.
But then when I saw that, I go, if I see him now, I'll know what to say.
Right.
You know, and I just keep thinking, hearing that spoon clinking there till my fucking guts hurt, you know, just clinking and clinking. But anyway, so it says, what is the lesson to be learned? What was your teacher's name again?
Joanne. We could call her Joanne Wilczek.
Joanne Wilczek. We'll call it a Joanne Wilczek life lesson.
Right.
Can you put in post a little ting in there, like to produce this piece? And I will listen.
I don't know if there is a lesson. I'm trying to think. There must be. Must find it.
Everybody's the same as you.
Yeah.
Most people enjoy, if it's genuine, they know you're not full of shit,
right,
to know that you appreciate their craft.
Yeah.
If
that's the honest truth, yeah, then you should.
But you know what? So we don't have fake closure in this.
Yeah.
But the fear is legitimate, too, that a lot of people, not everybody, some people are genuine.
Right.
But you're afraid it could be, I love what you do, and you don't believe me.
But
what if he doesn't believe me?
No, for me, with you, I have seen you many times. I always considered you a great comic. But I haven't seen you in a while because I don't go out to see comedy. So it's been a long time since I've seen you. So maybe I've changed my opinion of you as a comedian.
Wait a second. You know what? We'll take a break. We'll be right back right after this. So what I was going to say is, I don't know you that well. We went right. I remembered. But tonight, if you want to utilize these guys and do something, but I don't put pressure on people because I don't want to be in a sketch group because I get nervous. We have us. Do we have that?
Run from the bit.
I have that available for any guest. If I go, hey, you'll do this and I'll do that, and you're not feeling it, You fake press right here.
Learned this last week, before the bit even develops, we learned you could say, pass.
Yeah, I was setting up a bit last week, and I go halfway through, I go, get out of it.
Yeah.
Run.
But sometimes you got to push through to get to the good stuff.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Right?
Yes.
You got to see where it goes.
You can't get too nervous and pull out too quick. That's what I heard Guys, can I tell you something? I swear to God, every time it brings pure joy that they don't.
Are they here every time?
I try to have them here as much as I can.
You guys got a lot of free time, I suppose. Yeah.
Tim did my Netflix special. Tim did my Netflix special.
What are you doing next week?
Gabe was in my Netflix special. Eric. Hey. Oh, come on. You got to be a dick about it.
People always call me Eric.
Always turn it on
but
them.
But there was a Tim.
There was a Tim, and you don't care about him.
I love him.
No, you don't.
He's the best.
Then why would you care if I brought him up instead of you? I know. All right. So, would you like to do a bit with me?
Yes, sir.
Well, how much time do we have left?
About 10 minutes.
After all, that's when I feel like, want to start the show?
Oh, hell yeah.
You want to start with
Have we been rolling?
Well, this is a cold opening.
Okay.
And I know a lot of other shows are like, oh, I thought that was a show.
Are you one of these shows that does 40 minutes of ads before the thing starts?
No. I don't even make the guests. You know what I don't make the guests do? You ever go to a show and they make you wait while they talk to each other?
Yes, that's...
I barely want to go on Letterman if that would have to happen.
Can you imagine?
So I get right to the guests.
Yeah.
But that's a cold opening, and then we have the intro to the show. Now, I'm going to let you choose. We have an intro to our own show.
Okay.
And then we have an intro to you.
Okay.
Which would you like to do first?
I mean...
And a producing, producing hat on.
I would...
what would make sense?
For the efficiency's sake...
Efficiency of the show, the way people are listening to it. Seriously.
Go in the order that you would put it in, so you don't have to do any swapping.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I care about the little people.
Let's introduce Tim.
Tim Heidecker!
There we go. Now we start
Tim
the show.
Heidecker.
That was a cold opening.
Tim Heidecker is on the Todd Glass Show tonight.
Wow, it's a professional show.
Tim Heidecker.
Wow.
Wow, good on the... Vinny, that's really good on the sax. All right, so here's the bit that I want to let you pick between. We'll do both, but you pick which you do first.
Okay.
Whatever. Guess the flavor of a jelly bean. Keep in mind before you say whether you want to do it. Oh, you don't like jelly beans?
No. By the way, my brain thought they were pot.
I've never smoked marijuana a day in my life.
Fair enough.
But I know people are with cleanliness, so I have a clean bag of jelly beans, and I thought I put a spoon in there. So if I do it, or we're going to do all of these.
Guess the jelly bean. Okay, then it's not or then it's and.
And, and you're right. You're right, and that's just grammatical factuality.
But what we do first.
What we do first. Unless you were allergic to jelly beans or hated them, I would hate to find out in hindsight.
No issues there.
I would hate to find out in hindsight.
I would too.
Like, yeah, Tim didn't want to say anything about the jelly beans. He was awkward about it.
His face is pretty swollen.
Yeah, his face is pretty swollen. So we can guess the jelly bean. There was some. Oh, eat potato chips and say mean things. Like you can't. If you're in a meeting with a friend or a loved one or an employee or your band that you work with, you got to be aware of the intensity of what you're saying. My wife died.
Right. Yeah. I love that.
So what do you think that?
Well, let's start. Is there a third one?
There's one more, but okay. let's pick between those two.
Let's start with the jelly beans.
Oh, wow, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, because the chips will leave a taste in your mouth.
Well,
and
that's not why.
Jelly
beans. Don't say because that's not where I was going. This
involves
less improv because this is just going to be me being honest with you about what the flavor is.
Right.
Then I'm going to get the sugar in me. Then the improv is going to kick in. And then the potato chip bit's going to be gold.
Thank you.
And by the way.
And that's what I was trying to say.
John, don't you think you attacked him a little, Tim?
Oh, but that's how it's going to. I can feel that's how it's going to go tonight.
These potato chips.
The kettle
are the
brand.
Potato chips you're going to use. Eric brought them in because he said they're the crunchiest.
Okay.
And it is true. No, who said that you can get regular potato chips that taste like these? You just buy them and leave them open for a month?
That's a comedian by the name of Adam Maxwell in Kansas City. Adam Maxwell.
Adam Maxwell. And Eric, by the way, I don't know if a lot of people know this, passed away Thursday.
My guy? No, yeah. I don't think. I talked to him today. No, I talked to him today.
Oh, you said he passed away when we were hanging out. Okay. Why do I think it's so funny to make pretend anybody died?
I do it all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, give me an example.
His teacher.
Right.
Well, I did. Yeah, I did earlier. I said she might have passed away. Death is very funny to me. I mean, on my show on cinema, we did a whole thing about my son, who I had a son who was two and he died. And it was all about how we reacted to the death and how sort of dismissive I was about it throughout. And it was, you know, that's horrible for us. My kid died. I don't know what I'd do.
But in real life.
In real life.
But the absurdity.
The absurdity or the way people treat it is what's funny, I guess.
Right. It's not. And I can't go into any town and find out who, like I go to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I know Chip Chantry. For a good reason, is Philadelphia's. They love Chip Chantry, and they should. He's just a comedian, originated from Philly. He's like Philadelphia's sweetheart. He's great. He's funny, and I can't help every time I go into Philadelphia to tell the audience every night he's dead. He's dead, folks. I go get over it. He doesn't want you to tweet more messages. He is dead, and please stop it already.
I remember when in high school the movie The Doors came out with Val Kilmer. You know the Oliver Stone movie, and I thought this was very funny. It's not that funny anymore, but when you're 15 or whatever, I thought this was great. I came out of the movie theater and people were coming in. I said, he died at the end. The original spoiler joke.
How old were you when you did that?
Like 14.
Well, it's funny you say that because when I was thinking about like trying to have an appreciation for life and especially with what you guys do, and you'll know it's genuine, that you get to be like that 13, 14, you're funny. Mm-hmm. I know it because when I go around, now some of my friends have kids that are 13 and 14, and they're funny.
Yeah, yeah.
They are. They get bits. They do bits. They haven't been. And then I thought, like, you get to do that silliness as you get older.
Yeah, it's going to start getting weird, but it hasn't got. I mean, it's going to start getting, you know. You don't want to see 60-year-olds in tights.
You know what?
Like
you know what? I think you have a lot of time ahead of you. Yes. If this gives you any faith. I used to think, what age can I drop my pants at every party? I have boxers on, so it's not. And then I saw like red buttons and a picture at the improv, and he was 73, and he had his pants at his ankles. I go, he's doing the same thing.
Did you ever have this feeling when you're in high school? And you wanted to do comedy when you're in high school?
Yeah, I knew at high school.
So I remember having this feeling, seeing comedy on TV, maybe it was the Kids in the Hall or SNL or one of those things, and I was like, I was paranoid because I was like, all the comedy's gone, like it's being made. I'm missing it. I can't. I want to be in that, but there's not going to be any more jokes by the time I get old enough.
I told a comedian in Philadelphia when I was about 18 the same thing. I said I wanted to move to L.A. because I'm afraid if I wait too long, I'm going to be too late.
Yeah.
And his name was Bill McCuddy, and he goes, Todd, you're fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. I was 19. I was very young.
That's the advice. All, you know, college kids always ask me for advice. Just don't worry about trying to do this yet. I mean, if it happens, great, but just get a job, get some experience, live, meet people. It'll be there for you.
Here we go.
Or it won't be.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, if we can have some thunder. I have thought this genuinely. Honest to truth. Like, I don't know if the world, you know, the odds are the world's going to be around. I don't want to say that to have people not think we should pay attention to what's going on.
Of course.
Because now it seems like it was ever true. But people have been thinking the world's going to end for a long time. I hate saying that because it sounds like I'm giving validity to the people that say don't worry about global warming. And
right.
I'm not.
I know. I'm not. You can separate it.
Right. Because I'm not. I think, you know. But if everything at its... Well, I'm only saying this because it's selfish because I'm thinking about, well, we're on the planet. So if everything is the same and it's 50 years from now, the odds are we're still going to be here.
We'll still be here.
What were we just talking about before this? About your kid? Like, oh,
yeah. Death.
I go, can I just get a show before the? I'm happy. I go, am I going to get a show before the world blows up? Like, and when I say show, I don't mean a show.
Yeah.
Some connection to the world that lets me tour and do
and live off of
and this. I'm all
career.
Right now, but a little more, stability.
Yeah.
I'm good now. I'm happy, but like whatever it is that brings me, whatever if it's interstitials that like Lewis Black got to do on the Daily Show, that would be the dream for me. No work at all.
Yeah.
Show up three times a month and do these Lewis Back in Black, and then you get to go sell out theaters all over the country. I'll take that.
Yeah,
because I'm lazy. I don't want to do a lot of work. But
do
I go
VO things for kids' cartoons.
Right. I go, is the world going to blow up before I get my show? Or, you know the worst? I'm afraid my manager's going to call me because we're getting ready to pitch something.
Yeah.
And he's going to go, Todd, and everything's good. Even at the worst case scenario, they bought 2 years. You'll be able to pay off your house, everything you always talk to me about.
Yeah.
You know? And then the world blows up.
Well, then what do you...
fuck.
Well, then it's done.
I know, but it's hard for me to...
Can't wait for the world to end.
Because it'd be the ultimate relaxation.
Yeah, it's over.
You always say that you don't want to work, but then you go on the road every weekend to a different club. And
no,
to
I don't
want to
do
anything. That seems like a lot of work to have to...
Only stand-up is what I love to do.
Right.
That's truly... Like, I just want to go out on tour and have a three-piece band everywhere I go, not finding them in every city.
That's tough.
Yeah, just get a three-piece band.
The traveling, you don't like the traveling.
I don't mind the traveling.
You don't
even
mind the traveling.
I go in a night early.
Uh-huh.
Every date, I go in one night early.
I try to do that myself.
I'm relaxing. Yeah. We're out to dinner with local comics. There's always someone I love in every city.
Yeah.
So I try to make it the best I can. I can't afford first class.
Yeah.
I bump up whenever I can.
Yeah.
But if I could fly first class, you know what Brian Regan used to do? Talk about your
fly first class?
Of course. Not only fly first class, but... which I love the simplicity of it, he would FedEx his luggage home. So when he gets off the plane, first class or not, you still got to wait for your luggage.
Yep. No, he just
strolls.
So
he gets off his plane, strolls on down, maybe stops and get a cup of tea or coffee out. His car is waiting, pulls him into his house. I thought, wow, that's a really nice luxury to be able to
afford
yourself.
What about FedExing your show suit to the club?
Well, guys do that too, right?
Right.
Do you know anybody that does that?
No, I don't.
I heard that Jay Leno used to they'd have a suit waiting or a tuxedo in his size, and then he would just get back on the plane in his jeans and
jacket. The denims.
Yeah, the denim.
Jay Leno denim. Does he sell those denims? Can you get like Leno signature denims? Be a good move for him.
I keep thinking he's going to stop it.
The denims?
No.
Doesn't he have anybody that goes, Jay, you have all the money in the world and a thick head of hair. You know, you're one haircut away and a stylist you trust to be really fucking cool looking.
Yeah.
Even with this, you know, look, I got a big head too.
Yeah.
But, so I'm not, you know, and people know that. I'm not just making that up. But Jay Leno is one day away. He's got this thick head of hair that could style it, make it look fucking cool, wear something, but whatever he wants to do. I'm Tim. I'm tired of arguing.
Let's do the bit.
Okay.
Bit
now, do we have any music? I like to utilize the trumpet player. Give me some. We're pouring jelly beans into a bowl of music and seeing if Tim can guess who they are, what they are, what color they are.
What color they are?
No. What flavor?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Should I not be looking? Or should
but no, you're fine. You're fine. Okay. And I appreciate your honesty. Who has the... Tim is gonna guess the jelly beans. Give me some reverb in my voice. Tim is gonna guess the jelly beans. All right, so we'll put these over here. Who has the best sight to tell him if he's right or not? You want to know what on a secret? I said this afternoon, I go, just tell him he's right every time. He's going to be right.
I see.
Can you see? Are you okay?
Are these standard flavors? Are these like cotton candy?
They're standard flavors.
They're standard flavors.
Cucumber.
Is there anything we should do when he comes back in the room?
Maybe Star Wars flavors.
Hide under the table.
Seriously? To George Carlin? Because we could. There's something funny about him coming back.
Or no, when he comes back, let's just not be talking. Let's just be looking.
Oh, act like we got into a fight.
Yeah.
We got into a fight. And I go, Tim. And then how long?
I'm sorry.
Keep going on. And now we should do it for like 3 or 4 minutes. All right. I'm not insinuating. I only brought that up. Hold on. And honestly, we can edit this out.
I just didn't want to talk about that.
I know you didn't. And we've been having too much fun at
this. I should have said something to Aristotle, but I, you know. Let's just do the thing. I mean, because let's do the thing and then we can do something else.
How do I feel?
No, don't worry about it. It's just complicated. And I just, there's
I'm
too
not,
much.
I mentioned the Catholic, I, yeah, the no, cathedral, no, no, no. I didn't ag- not acknowledge I get, the cathedral.
You didn't know that it's something in my past.
I'm sorry.
It's stupid.
We got you. We got good job. Dumb. Be honest to George Carlin. Did you believe? You didn't believe it at all, but I didn't care because you were part of the bit.
No, I thought something really. I thought you said something racist.
No.
I know you.
I'm putting my headsets on.
Should I not look or?
Of course, don't look. But notice, I'm touching them with a spoon, so they will not be. Don't be rude. Do you want me to touch them? It sounds like you're hitting on me.
I'm into that scene. The touch jelly bean.
Right. On this week's edition of Guess This Jelly Bean.
Okay. Tim, don't look. And by the way, I love that Tim isn't really looking. Oh, John puts his flashlight on it. That's Vinny. Shh, bring the music down a little. And I'm going to taste it too, because I know which one you had.
Great.
Is he right?
He is correct.
Timothy. Now listen, one more. That was easier than I thought.
I figured that just that one particular might have been the easiest flavor. I think the one you gave him would have been the easiest of all the flavors.
Well, I didn't pick it. I thought, to be honest, I didn't think it was grape. I thought it was licorice. So I wasn't trying anything funny.
Now the taste buds are going to be disturbed.
I hope you're so off. You're going to be so embarrassed. I'm going to put it in your hand right now.
What are you laughing about? This is a. Is this
because
like
my
a
formality? Limonene? No, honestly, Tim, just my formality of it. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, lower the music, please. Tim said he has an ear infection.
Hold on a minute now.
Take your time. There's no hurry. I found out we're the only ones in a hurry.
I have something for you.
Okay, let me see if I taste the same thing. I know which one I gave you. Is that one I gave him?
No. No, I got you.
I'm going to guess cherry.
Oh. I
green
could see
apple.
Why he guessed
green
that.
Green apple.
Yeah.
No. Nothing.
You don't have to be disrespectful.
There's no tartness to it.
Can I tell you, I don't want to look anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you one. I want him to give me the same one. Do we have any intro music to this?
Why don't I just scoop out two?
Okay. I won't look either because I want to know what I think. I know what. I'm only guessing different because I know what it looks like. So, Tim, I'm not looking either, honest. Vinny's getting pictures in our hand. Make them both the same. Okay, do you have Tim? Do you have yours?
Yep, got
okay.
it.
I'm to George Carlin, and I have not looked.
They are putting the jelly beans in their mouth. Mm.
Oh, that's
they
a good one.
Chewing.
Oh, boy.
The results are coming in.
It's not as easy. Why am I closing my eyes still?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you take away one sense, you might exaggerate the other.
And we don't usually chew into the mic, but for this, it's important. It's like tasting wine. It's not. It's easier. You know what? When you know what it is, it's easier to think you know what it is.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. As a blind guess on this one, it would be nice if I knew all the flavors available to me, but that would. I guess that wouldn't be fair. But,
Standard Starburst flavors.
Right. So
that doesn't help.
Doesn't help. I'm saying cherry again.
I'm gonna say. Don't tell him if he's right or wrong. Did someone tell you?
No.
Okay. This is not fair of me. This is not fair to me. I couldn't even gather a flavor. I couldn't gather a flavor. But I think you're probably right, because once you said it, I go, oh, that's what it was. What was it?
I think it was cherry.
Shut the fuck up! We'll do one more. One more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay, hold on. Everybody
calm
down.
Comedy rule of threes.
How much time do we have left?
Oof. 20-ish minutes.
Wow, great. Goes quick. You know it's fun to go, we have to go in for the close, and you have 20 minutes. Because you think, oh, is it 6 minutes? Is it 8 minutes? You know what I'm saying?
We have a whole other bit to do. We got a guitar over there.
No, we're fine. We're going to close with a song. Is that good with you?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing, Aristotle? No, he's got something going on.
I can't see the color.
Okay, I know. Well, I can't hand him out until...
Give me something good. Here we go.
I got it.
Wow, that was impressive.
Jim, can we open our eyes now?
Yeah.
Can we open our eyes, Eric?
Yes, Todd.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to yell. Are you out there?
Todd, that's my face.
Okay.
You should put your finger
in
my mouth.
Bring the music down. Okay.
I have a guess.
I'm already going
to
make
a
guess.
I'm saying it's the yellow one, whatever that one is.
Oh, I thought orange.
One of you is right.
Hold on. Let's have dead silence for literally 60 seconds.
One Mississippi.
We know how to...
Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi.
That's not dead silence.
Sadly, I didn't think of that. No, but we know how to drag a show out. You know, people like it. People sit in their cars.
Give me that... Who wants to be a millionaire music?
You have anything? Oh, yeah. Wow, we got to really think about it. Now, Tim Heidecker, do we have anything?
That's a good...
Now, what would you do with... What would you do with $1,500?
I'd pay off my credit card.
That's good.
Yeah, and probably buy some for my wife. Take her on vacation. Take her on vacation. Buy a Maserati.
What would you...
Yes! Would you say $1,500?
I did. Yeah. I did say $1,500. Okay, it's later in the game. Tim Heidecker, you seem like a nice young man. What would you do? You could turn in now, you could cash out and have $450,000.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
A lot of people would tell you to take it and run.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking hard. I want to put it on.
If you walk right now and you say, I don't know that flavor, part of a I don't know that flavor game show. And you walk right now, you say, sorry, Regis, I don't know that flavor. You walk out of here today with $450,000. Now, if you guess it right, you win $3 million. What do you want to do? It's a hard decision, and I'm here with you, and I feel for you, because you don't want to come off gluttonous, but you are so close. Let me show you. Statistics show up on the board. The odds of Tim getting the next answer right are 82%. 82%, that's the computer says you got an 82% chance of winning.
Should be about
$3 million. But if you want to guess right now, you can say, Regis, I don't know the flavor.
Regis? I want that $4 million. I'm going on yellow.
He's
Show
going
me
on yellow.
Yellow,
everybody. He's going on the yellow. Aristotle, can I have reverb in my voice? What is the flavor? By the way, I don't know either. I said orange. Who would be right? Aristotle, can I tell you something? I'm actually very... It's a great moment for me.
It's a great show.
What is it? Yellow or orange?
It was in fact.
It's yellow because you wouldn't have said it was in fact because you...
No.
Orange.
No.
No!
Ah!
No!
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 No! Can I tell you in all the excitement? So you were wrong and I was right?
Yeah.
It was orange. Fuck. All right, there we go. Hey. Do we have anything we could wrap that up? Gabe, whatever you think you play great on the trumpet, I'm going to put some reverb
Wait.
In your trumpet.
You know what would be funny? Can I suggest something?
Sure.
Play the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire themes, what you just heard there, your interpretation of it.
Ooh.
Oh, well, go. And go.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let me, I'll see if it sounds good.
Now, Tim Heidecker, you have, if you go, you've won, you're capped out, you'll win $485,000. If you answer this question right, you could walk out of here with $3 billion to $4 billion. Well, you could say right now, I don't know that flavor.
What do you think?
It's good. You guys did it.
I give it a B+ and an A. If I was trying to hook up with you,
I give it an A for being good and a D for being close to what they heard.
I would have just, I would have just kept on the kick drum.
Well, let me hear it.
But wow. Let's play back the.
Oh, let's play back it. Hold on.
There is really not a rhythm.
It's not. It's. Can it's I not. Tell you? In all fairness,
you should wash it on your ride. Wash it
on your ride. Wow.
It sounded a little more like Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah.
Tim, this bit also, you know a Beatles song. Play the Beatles song you know. I swear to God, I've never talked
Two,
about
three,
the closest
four.
You get to a Beatles song. We go.
I never realized what a kiss could be.
Reverb.
If it only happened to me. Can't you say? That when I loved you for the first time,
yeah,
it's gonna be forever. And if you ask me to be mine, you're gonna say you love me too.
One, two, three, out! This next thing involves food, too,
okay.
But you don't have to do it.
Food, too. Whatever happened to food, one?
I'll tell you, I used to. Mitch Hedberg, Joe, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too.
Where's the potato?
Whatever happened to that guy? I don't see him working. Does he not do...
I
is he out
like
of the
you
game?
You guys are so dumb.
No.
He lives in New York.
Oh.
That's my new joke. I do this joke like, I love the Beatles. I would love to meet George Harrison one day. I mean, that would be a dream. What is he doing? He hasn't been... He's retired.
I love Kevin Meaney was so funny, feel like I wish he went back out on the road. Get that out of it.
Jeez.
Oh, where's the potato? Where is?
Oh, the potato chips. Yeah.
I had so many bits I was thinking of today that like they would come to me. Where?
On the bits come hard.
Hey guys, I don't mean to promote this show, the Late Show, after this, but after this, we have a Late Show we're doing. So we have a two-parter today.
Who's your guest?
It's a family
show.
Oh, okay. It's a family show. Today I was thinking, I wrote down? Most you can die in a bit scene. Like, you die, but then you come back to life. We're like, Tim.
Like the most drawn-out death.
Yeah, the
process?
Drawn-out right. death. Right. The most drawn-out death. But we'll do this first, yeah. Then that. Then
that
you're
might
gonna
need some a writer's room.
You're right. You know what? We'll
you guys
want...
put so much carbonation in front of me. I'm burping and
wait, is that carbonated?
Yeah, I'm loving it. But it's room temp carbonation, which I don't like.
Can I tell you something? I stole that because it was a nice bottle from the Irvine Improv Saturday night. Because you were going to be here,
calling all cops,
and
calling
I didn't want to give
not
you
calling all cops,
calling all cops,
calling all cars,
calling all cars, calling all cars,
calling all cops.
Okay, so this is, look, you know, whatever happens. Are you? I have the closing, don't worry. I have a few options. We'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll decide what we want to do. I have a country karaoke song. Okay. Are you okay with doing a song to close out?
Yeah.
No, you don't have to be. You can do a song you know. You could do a song, Walk the Line, whatever.
I just did a song, but I'll do another one. I did the Beatles song.
Well, you know what? It's not enough.
I want to do more.
I need a lot more.
Okay, so
you want any jelly beans just for the pleasure of them?
Eating chips.
Before I put them away.
No.
Well, you say, you like, you can't, to me, a level, and I always guess this bit comes to me from Mafiosa, where they would be so rude, where they would yell at someone and eat while they were yelling
right.
at them.
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, just, you can't, you gotta, if you're yelling at someone, you can't be eating a sandwich, you pile it.
Right.
You have some fucking self-respect a little for the other person. So it's like, you can't go, like, it's you can't have chips in your mouth if you're saying certain things. Uh-huh. This can go wherever it wants. Do you want to score it? With some anything, I'm kidding. And I'm serious.
That, you want to go mafioso with this, or do you want it to be like Hollywood?
No, let's try it. Let me do it without it first. Okay. So I go. Yeah. Let's say I go. No, let's try it without anything first, and then make a decision. Like we go, Tim. What couldn't you say? Maybe I'm overthinking it, but it's okay. You know what I learned at this point during the podcast? You're the only one in a hurry. Everyone else is chilling out.
Yeah, okay,
so
cool.
This could be like, your mom didn't pull through the night. Right. And then here's the thing that makes it funny. You got to realize the person eating the chips knows that he did it at a horrible time, and he's trying to slowly crunch it out.
Yeah.
But he knows from the fuck! I thought it's not the time. I had the chip in my mouth, and then my son died. And, okay, so here we go.
So, I know this, you know, probably isn't what you want to hear, but I think the right move is to get the abortion.
Hey, you want to fucking fight about it?
That wasn't great because that was sort of a tough move, tough guy move. Like he's showing.
Yeah, you're right. Like I wanted to go. How tough can a guy be eating chips?
Yeah. This could be.
Hold on, let me try it. Hold on. I can't do the same thing with dead.
Mm-hmm.
So hold on, I got to really think it through now. Hold on. Okay, I got it. Edit out him saying the abortion. What if you really listened to the show and he did it?
It's gone.
No, you think they're doing it as a bit, but then they leave it in. Oh, you know what? I didn't want to say this, Jennifer, but I think it's better you get an abortion.
Oh, but yours didn't crunch.
How dare you? You went after him and then me.
Wow.
I can't believe it. Well, I got a good one. Don't count that. Don't count that. I don't want you to do one because I think yours are going to be really good. I'm a little nervous here. Hold on. Let me think of one. Does anyone want to whisper one in my ear?
Well, we went right to the death stuff.
I know. Hold on. Hold on.
The thing about your dog is that leg's going to have to come off.
Yeah, right. The veterinarian.
The bit has diminishing returns. It's good the first and second time, and then it starts falling off the charts.
Your cancer has spread through your whole body. Can I tell you something that's going to help you? No, I don't mean to insinuate. Yeah. I know that it's going to be funnier at home because we're crunching in the
into
microphones.
Into the mic. It's all. Let me put the headphones on.
Yes, I'm telling you. I think it's going to be like. Because I did this bit once. I thought of it today because I did it on Jimmy Kimmel years ago. I brought out a bag of potato chips and we both said bad things that you shouldn't say.
Oh, so you're recycling bits from
how
the talk show?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
It's on. We can find it on the internet.
No. I did do it, but I thought today, I go, that would be a funny bit to do tonight. Okay, so it's your turn.
Okay. Now, as long as... So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot.
Oh, would you like to use the microphone over there? Because it sounds more like a pilot's microphone.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, nice. Why can't we have this set up in office hours? Ladies and gentlemen, this is your pilot speaking. We're all good up here. We're flying at 35,000 feet on our way to Denver, Colorado. And we look forward to having a safe and smooth flight today, so long as I don't forget to eat potato chips, which I am deathly allergic to. Oh, shit!
Hold on. Okay,
that one went for a little ride.
No, I like it. Let me do one more.
What are we going in for? I like when we're going in for clothes like a professional. What do we have, 10 more minutes?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Shut the fuck up.
We're flying.
How you doing, Aaron Simon?
Is that the Aaron Simon from
yes.
television?
That's Aaron Simon.
I'm Aaron Sorkin.
That's Aaron Simon who took our Andy Frasco footage and edited it together. You want him to do a ringtone for you, don't you? And I'm not asking him. Don't be a dick, Aaron. He goes, you think, Tim, I'm a big fan. You think he, I want to put it on my phone so I'm at Starbucks. Everybody knows I'm his friend. So that's what he goes, would you say something like, hey, everybody, this guy over here in line, he's friends with Tim Heidecker. No, he's friends with Tim Heidecker. You think there's any way you would do that for him?
Not, no, not tonight.
Thank you. It's unprofessional.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me try one more. You think you have one more? I think it's over.
I think I did the best I'm gonna do.
All right, do we have an outro for it?
This has been another rendition of
eating chips into the microphone while saying disturbing things. Up next, Lucy. I love Lucy.
I have a thing. This will be very quick.
I got a palate cleanser here. Hold on.
Thank you. I could eat some of these jelly beans, too. Let's guess. I mean, I love guessing. It's so much fun. There's no odds.
Games.
How often do you... do we ever guess how long the animal lives? We'll play it as long as... And then we're going to... We'll do that for 2 minutes, and then we'll end with...
Oh, I'm going to be terrible
but
at this.
Can I tell you, I'm a little nervous, because I don't know. Like, I didn't want to make you end with a song, but I thought it might be fun, even if we play Karaoke Walk the Line. But you could go, no, we don't have to end with anything.
Let's do it.
All right. And you could utilize the band.
Yeah.
Vinny, show him what you do on that saxophone so he knows what your abilities are.
I heard him all night. He's blaring in my ear.
All right. Wow. That's some great shit. That's enough. So, can I, to George Carlin, sees why I love the, he can't play.
No, really?
To George Carlin, he can only do that much. I said, sit in with the band tonight.
He plays,
Gabe can play his ass off. Yeah, Gabe can play and Eric can play.
Bill
but Vinny
Clinton
used
back
to play. goes on Arsenio Hall and wails out a few notes and he pops a boner. Guess how old this animal is, and then we'll close with something.
Is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. How old does the average one get? What is this animal's lifespan? This wild animal's lifespan. Let's take it round the circle for a guess.
Okay, so the first one, the squirrel.
Squirrel.
In the wild.
Right.
Versus in, not
cities.
That it's good for them to be in a zoo. Oh, that would be a good one. We could add that.
Okay.
But this is like in a zoo or captivity, which, by the way, I want to let you know, we're not insinuating because it lives longer in a zoo that that's better. It's better living in the nature and
sure.
It dies shorter, but it had its proper life.
Which we're anti-zoo. We're woke.
We're woke. Thank you.
Don't
well,
need
true.
Zoos.
That's true. We don't need zoos.
We have videos now.
Thank you. That's true.
Yeah, we have high definition 4K, 8K, whatever you want.
We can learn about the animal without bringing the animal to
planet Earth or whatever.
Not very many zoos have a squirrel exhibit.
Well, they
no, but
they
but
flying
you're
squirrel
right.
or something.
So how did we come up with that phrase? Because somewhere there's a squirrel in a closed in area that because it hurt its leg and there's a refuge for squirrels.
Right.
I would imagine somewhere.
So wild.
So wild. How long do you think? Do you know, Eric?
Wow. Because
I remember this from in the past.
I mean,
I have one for elephant here.
I'm going to go with like.
We'll do elephant next.
I'm going to go with. In
the wild. Natural. Nature.
Oh, yeah, I got the answer.
I mean,
nature.
This is going to be a wild guess. It could be totally stupid of me. I mean, 13 years?
In the nature.
Yeah.
How many if it's it like in a captivity?
17.
Okay. Now, I want to see if I remember this because I do know the answer to this. I think it was 22 in, like, if it was in captivity, in nature, you know, no, not nature, but in the zoo area.
You're saying 22
in
the zoo?
I think it was 22 if you're
That's
saying
how you
it
remember
a zoo.
It.
And then about, this is the, I think I'm close to the zoo one, because it's been like a year since we did this or longer.
Oh, so people listening have heard this already?
No, but it doesn't matter. That's, you get it? Like, I thought about that today. I thought, every time I play Guess How Old the Animal Is, I never get past the squirrel.
Right, because you...
And I think, well, does the audience care? No, they don't care.
No.
It's funny to
no
watch.
No one remembers.
Or they do, and they want to see what you guess.
13.
But we're going to do one past it tonight. We're going to go to the elephant. So I'm going to say, and in nature, if I remember correctly, 2 years? Two or 3 years?
But you're pretty close.
Wow.
Or wait,
well, I admitted that I heard it. I just wanted
what
to...
What did I say? Does anyone remember what
I said? Yeah, I do. Go ahead, Aristotle.
It was 13, and I believe
15.
Okay,
and
so
in 13.
So it's way longer in the zoo.
It's way long. I think. What is it? What is it?
It's way longer in the zoo. In the zoo, it's 20 years.
Okay, and in nature.
Well, some have made it up to 10 years, but in general, 11 to 12 months.
What?
Whoa! And that's because they're just prey.
Yeah, probably.
Not exactly. Because they technically could live for 20.
Right, it's not their lifespan. Right. It's just that they get eaten by, that's like I said, mountain goats.
Cars.
Mountain goats. Maybe not by mountain goats.
No, no. What I meant was they don't like living on the side of mountains.
Right.
That's just where they could find out they could,
right.
With their footing, they right. can bear, you know, live
yeah,
longer.
They could live longer.
You want to do, we'll do elephants,
yeah,
and
elephants.
Then we're going to go in for, we're right on schedule.
I think elephants are.
In the nature.
In nature.
I don't know this, by the way, so this will be a little more fun.
Well, they're older. I would say, if this is an average, I'd say 60 years.
In nature.
In nature.
Okay, nature, I'm going to say 30 years. I don't know if I'm just cutting in half what you said to try to win.
Yeah. Well, now I'm thinking the average might be lower, but I'll stay with my 60. Mm. 60's insane. Why did I say 60?
Well, because
I'm thinking
they
of turtles.
No, but to be honest with you, I've heard, Tim, that elephants live for a long time. So I think 60 isn't crazy.
Graveyards and everything.
So 60 years in nature, I say 30. Now, if they're in a zoo where they're not going to get killed, what's their just lifespan by, you know, their ticking clock? What do you think it is in a zoo? And do you know the answer to these?
I have no idea.
I haven't.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, you do. Okay.
I'm going to go weird and say that the elephant lifespan in the zoo is lower and that it's 30 years.
Okay, you're saying 30 in the zoo.
Yeah.
And I'm saying 30 in the nature, but maybe 70 in a zoo. 70 in a zoo. Okay.
I'm going to go 50 in the zoo, and I'm going to go low, like 10 years in nature. Because I know ivory trade is a big money business.
Do you know the answer to this?
I sure do.
What is it?
In captivity, the African elephant lives to 50 years.
In captivity. That means out in the woods.
That's the way I look at it in my head.
In
apartments.
Wherever they live. No, is captivity the woods?
Captivity is the zoo.
Captivity is the zoo. They lived to 50 years in the zoo. Oh, God. I'm not changing my answer. I'm just re-guessing. But my answer still stands. I think now in nature, I think it might be longer because they're probably depressed at the zoo. What is it in nature?
In nature, it's 70 years.
Oh! Is that my guess? No.
You were 60.
You were closer. You won.
So they do live longer in nature.
How did you put that? I stole from what I thought you were thinking.
My genes are strong when it comes to natural instinct. Intuition.
Time to say goodnight, everybody. Thank you. All right, so we'll close with a song.
And what does that mean?
I don't know.
Am I singing it?
Like well, this? You know what we can do?
Sure. I'll give you a beautiful song.
Aww. Here we go. Thank you for coming by, Tim. Where do you live? Do you live far from here?
Yes, Glendale.
Oh, did you Uber here or did you drive?
I drove.
Did you park in my driveway?
No, I parked in the street.
But there was plenty of parking.
Plenty. It was easy.
Did Aristotle Ford the thing that I said how to find my house? No, when I said there's hedges and a stone walk,
I didn't get any of that. I just got the address.
Well, I can't believe it.
I am just a boxer, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my resistance for a pocket full of promises. All lies and jest till a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. In the clearing stands a boxer, a fighter by his trade. I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Sing this together. La 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 la
Tim Heidecker, everybody.
Right.
Riding us out like a champ. Let's bring him out with a little Love Lifting Me Higher. There we go. That's the way you do
Thank
it.
Thank you so much,
We'll
Todd.
Be back with the after show. Here we go. What? Sure we go out big. All right, there we go.
It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you I like.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.